Now you stick people again out there. Now I can't go down through that discernment to that line. You know, it would take me off the platform. One little woman caused the Son of God to say he got weak, and him the Son of God. What do you think? I would be a sinner saved by grace. I couldn't even stand one of them if he didn't say, the works that I do shall you also, and more than this shall you do. I know the King James says greater, but it's actually more. That grace couldn't do no greater. He raised the dead, stopped nature, done everything, see? So just more of it, because there'd be more people. The Spirit was just one man there. Now it's universal around the world, and all these people believe. Let's just take for a start. These crowd in this way. How many there that doesn't know me, and I don't know you, and you're sick, and you believe that God can reveal to you your trouble? Raise up your hands. All of you there that have got prayer cards, and you want something from God, raise up your hands. In here? You pray. Let me turn my back. You pray. The angel that appeared in human flesh had his back turned to the tent where Sarah was. And he told Sarah what she did. Isn't that right? That same angel was God. And the same God that was there was promised by Jesus, who was God, to appear in his last days before the burning of the earth, just like he did in the days of Sodom. You believe?
Amen.
Where's this magician? There's people standing there, I don't know. It'd be up to him. There it is. If I can find where it was. Yep. A lady sitting right here. Heavy set. Did you raise your hand to the door? You believe God will heal that rheumatism for you and make you well? Did you raise up your hand? Right? You have. What does she touch? The man sitting next to her, what do you think, brother? You believe that comes from God? You do? You believe God can tell me what's your trouble? Would you believe it? Would you accept it if I could tell you through God's Spirit? I'm talking here, sitting close to me. You believe it? Will you leave it? All right, then your high blood pressure will leave. That man sitting next to you had the same thing, a little thin man there. He had high blood pressure too. If that's true, raise up your hands, go back. Go believe him. Don't doubt. What did they touch? They never touched me. I don't know the people. I've never seen them in my life. You're all strangers to me. If you just believe, that's all you have to do. There's a little lady standing out right back here, looking right at me. She's just carrying into the kingdom of God. She's praying for her unsaved son. If you'll believe with all your heart, you'll be saved. Will you believe it? You have. You believe? All of you? You believe God will heal that nervousness before you, sir, sit there? He's asked you to do it right then. Well, man, it's all over. You have it. A little lady sitting back here praying for that grandchild. You believe that God will make it well? Retarded, but you believe that God will make it well? You believe with all your heart? Plan on bringing you to church tomorrow night. You won't have to. God will make it well and you raise it. How about it, lady? You believe it? All right, you have. I'm a total stranger to one. I don't know her, or I'm here with I. Are we strangers to one of the ladies? If it is, raise up your hand. What's that much you're praying for? Then raise your hand like that. Don't you see? Elohim! God! How can you doubt? Can't you be persistent? This is starting in the line. Now, you had a prayer card. They didn't. You believe you could be a servant. You believe I've told you the truth tonight on God's word. I don't know. You've never seen you in my life. We're strangers, as far as I know. But you believe if God can tell me what's wrong with you, or something, if something's you, you'll know what's the truth or not. You know what might say what has been, you'll say what will be. Well, you know that will be right. You're not here for yourself. You're standing for somebody else. That person's not here. That's your wife. He's in another state. He's in Georgia. He's got kidney trouble. He's very sick. He's got complications. That is right, isn't it? You believe with all your heart now? Go home and find it the way you believe it. That's the way you if thou didst believe all things that possible. Amen. That was a man. Here's a woman. Let's add this one more. And then we'll start just praying for the sick. If we get out of that line. Come near me, sister. I believe we're strangers one to another. We're just two people met here. Very same way in a panoramic like this that Zion there where Jesus met the woman at the well. Here we are, man and woman. That's the first time in life. I wish that I could see the power of Satan moved away. How can we stand and see this and then not believe? Here's a man and woman. We've never seen one another. She's just a woman standing here. I don't know one thing I've ever seen in my life. Now, what about it? I don't know one thing. What is it? God promised it. God's word says so. He promised me that one night up there many years ago that I was born for this. I believe it. Tens of thousands of times around the world and not one time it's ever failed.
Amen.
What is it? It's showing you that the time is at hand. It isn't me, it's him. How do I know this woman? Their old brother had his son healed. He said, I know it has to be God. For the random people in my neighborhood, I know. They said, I know it's a promise for the last stand. It's here. The Bible in Malachi 4 promises.
Amen.
He said, it must come to pass. Before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come that shall burn the earth. And we know we're living in that day. Here's two people standing here. I don't know the woman. 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever what it was out there, and there's a whole line. If I could only stand here long enough. That's what I'm trying to do now. Get myself shoved away up there. What was the prayer line? Does something to you. There's a constant, like a throb out there in that audience. It saves. Well, if you could just ever break through that little barrier there. Get free. Like a bird getting out of the cage. You got the wings. Just get out the door. Lady, just a thought to you a bit now. I don't know him, but God does know him. Then, if something you'll have to say, that if he will tell me something about you, what you're here for, like the woman touches his garment, or something on that, or some Bible sign to show that it, you know it has to be something because I don't know him. Then, if it was, you know where it'd be the truth or not, because you know about it. And then, if it is the truth, wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? My, certainly would. Now, the lady's very sick. I did now. I see her at the doctor. Didn't turn down by the doctor. She suffered with all kinds of complications. One thing, you got a hernia. And you're supposed to have an operation. And you've got such a bad heart, so there's no doctor will take the case. That's not saying for a there is one here. Would it help us, or would you just, if I pray for you, you know there's some kind of anointing, there's those you got like it. Go ahead. Now, when you were sitting right out there a few moments ago, and I asked anybody who had a need, raise up their hand. You raise up your hand, and when you raise up your hand, a real strange feeling hit you up. They call, that's when your nervousness left you, when you're home. If I pray for you, you get well anyhow, wouldn't you? But would it help me if I told you that you were here for it? It would. Female double, lady double. You believe now? Going well. You can just believe with all your heart. Now, what if I just put my hands on you and just pray for you? Believe it? Heavenly Father, thank you.
Jesus, he said, how much greater is their reward? He has never seen yet. I pray that
your conscience, I don't want to know. Don't do any good. All the dead is. You believe by this way, boy.
Heavenly Father, stay comfortable. Stay at the
door. You believe it?
Amen.
I can heal you, I would do it. I say, Jesus, I can pray for you. Will you believe you'll hear me?
Our Heavenly Father, I bless my brother in the name of Jesus Christ, his son. Bless you.
Believe it?
Yeah.
Come, sir.
You can give your eyes there. I can give you, I do it. I can't, I can only pray. You believe it? Yes. Heavenly Father, as the trivial woman came, it is the dark night for all the well.
I pray for you. You
know, they bring your
they cut everything.
No answer, don't worry everything up, but it just don't do no good. But God is the healer. Give me that.
Our Heavenly Father, I pray that the
Jesus
will heal the
woman. I lay my hands upon her. Lord, I believe that your spirit is here. And if God is anointed, I pray that you're healed.
Yeah, be real careful and sit still. Now, he might call something out there. You're moving around. I can't catch it. Because each one of you is a spirit, and then you're in contact. See, when you do, when you move, it upsets you. You understand? See? Jesus took a man and led him from out of the city, away from all the unbelief. See? Sit real still and keep prayer. You're the lady. You believe God can tell me what your trouble is? Would you accept it? Look at me. Got a girl. You think God can tell me what a girl is? It's an infection.
That's right.
You believe that God will hear it?
He goes, she has a needle, so what do you do?
All right. God will respect the person. If you heal that lady going down there, he may have trouble. How do you think that? You believe if I ask him, he'll make you well. I can heal him, but I can ask him. You think you're good? I'll be your Lord.
You think so?
I have to say that. That's the way. Believe if we'll ask God. Jesus said this, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that I believe him? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, I will obey this command for you. Will you also believe it, sister? If he passes you here, you're not coming just come up, Brother Branham, because it wouldn't be no good. But you're coming believing that Christ is standing here somewhere that we don't see. And as I come, Heavenly Father, I bless this woman in the name of Jesus Christ. You please, sister? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that in Jesus' name that you'll heal this sister and make her well. God bless you, my brother. Bind and I. You believe that God will make you well?
Yeah.
Our Heavenly Father, only you can heal this man. I pray for him. With my hands upon him and asking if he will, he made every will. Granted in Jesus' name, I God bless you, my friend. Don't believe me. You believe in Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask for her healing in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Come out of both of you.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. My, this is sweet. I hope someday you see my Papa and Mama coming down to the kingdom of God. If I pray for you, you believe that you'll make me well. Our Heavenly Father, this little couple, I lay my hands upon them with all the reverence and respect that I know how. And if it lays within my power, I will make them whole. I cannot do it, Lord, but I believe in you who will. I ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So when I hope that you be well and live a good, happy, long life for the kingdom of God. That's the most hard thing. No one knows about it. See? Everybody tells you, get next to yourself and how it is. Nervous. Oh, my, that old dark shadow following you all the time. Nothing you can do. Everything's gone wrong. That's it. You believe you'll let me pass the way down. they can come out of her. You know, you must Jesus Christ in the form of a woman. Shame on you. I adjure thee by the living God, whose presence is here now, whose servant I am. Let it be from this night on. God bless you, lady, with all my faith and hope, you're restoring your Lord's joy. You believe, my brother? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, let the power that raised Jesus from the grave quicken his life. You believe, sister? My Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, I lay my hand on this woman while we're in the presence of this shrouded presence of Jesus Christ. May she be healed. Bless you, sister. Most rejoicing, happy believing. I'm sisters and brothers that had your hand. Heavenly Father, I bless them. In the name of Jesus Christ, may they get their desires tonight, be made perfectly whole, and live for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. Don't believe in God. Don't doubt. Just believe. Can you believe? Everybody believe? Many times people think everybody has to be told. You don't have to be told. I know it. If we're going to talk about this, it's getting more and more and more. They get weaker, 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 and that line is still long. But God knows everything. Don't you believe that? Surely He does. How many believe before you say anything or not? Just believe. He didn't leave me when I just started that. He's still here. He's here. You believe it?
Amen.
What about you? You believe it? I don't know you. God knows you. But you believe He can tell what's wrong with you? If I tell you, you'd be surprised. You just get real weak. Not weak, fell. That's right. You believe that He can make you well from that? A preacher wants to preach the gospel? You are a minister. You just get the weak and can't preach, isn't that right? But you can be strong now. You believe you are? Then go on your own and pray for all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, America. Oh, God. Something strange about you. Oh, I know now. Here it is. You're the lady that I met in the restroom. It's over. In the name of Jesus Christ, let this woman go home now. Be well. Lord, let her recover from this. I believe you will, because today that great mysterious meeting into that lecture, knowing what's caused it, the poor woman's tried to shake God for a long time, but now she's coming free. Go in Jesus' name, be well. Right, sir. Do you believe I'm asking to be made well? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, grant the healing of my brother. God lay hands on him for the glory of God. God bless you, my brother. Go. God bless you, my brother. Many days have been alone here. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, oh, if I could only hold my daddy tonight like this. Bless her, healthy God. Bless her too, Father. May they have the healing. Live a long life and someday in glory when they were all turned back to the young people again. May I meet them again. The testimony of Jesus Christ, I ask this blessing. God bless you. Go believe it to be all right. Just have faith in God. God bless you. Isn't that sweet? You believe that, man? In the name of Jesus Christ, I obey the commandments. For laying my hands upon yours and asking that the devil depart.
Amen.
You believe, sister? Then in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, these signs shall follow believers. Let her be well. Amen. Don't doubt. Just go not be perseverant. Believe it. How do you do, sister? This is the hour of deliverance for you. You believe it? In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be set free right now. God bless you, sister. Brother, I know what an old stick means to be hobbling around with. This will be the hour of deliverance. Are you going to be perseverant in the presence of God? Now, not in our presence, but His presence. That's why I pray for you, and you're going to get well. You believe it? Our Heavenly Father, I bless our brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the power of God make you well. Amen. Leave it now. All you have.
Watch what happens. I wish you could set it out to the Lord Jesus tonight and say, bless you and make you well. Heavenly Father, I pray for this boy. I pray that the power that could make him well, Jesus Christ, will heal. They return and show you the blessings of God in Jesus Christ. God bless you, Lord. Open these eyes. How do you do, little devil? I think it will, don't you? The little boy can talk. But just for me, now we're going to pray and ask God. I believe that little boy will come back.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Now, that no. Our Heavenly Father made a dumb spirit upon this child depart. May the child talk in the name of Jesus Christ. Gracious God, who brought back Jesus from the dead, heal this sister and make her well as I lay my unworthy hands upon her, but believe in Christ, the worthy one. I ask for her healing. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, as this woman crosses the platform, humbly, reverently, knowing that healing is something that's already been done, the people believe it. And as I said tonight, be like that woman of long ago, persevering. They believe it. God shows them His sign. They accept it. They believe it. May she be healed in Jesus' name. You believe, sister. Our Heavenly Father, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise him up. I pray that you'll grant this blessing to our sister, that what she asked for, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my prayer with her, my faith with her, and may it be granted. Amen. God bless you, sister. I thank you, sister. You believe that you'll make them well. I'll put my faith with yours, and we'll lay our prayer on his altar. You believe it in his presence. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for the dear woman, as she stands here tonight to triple all these things, Father. I pray that you'll grant her recovery, God. I'm laying my prayer upon the altar with her, placing my faith upon your sacrifice, Christ Jesus, and asking that she will be made well. Jesus, I believe in the Lord. You believe that God will make you well. Our Heavenly Father, this young delicate man stands here before me. We're standing in your presence as brethren. I ask you, Lord, as I lay my prayer with his grand Lord, that you will be given his request in your sweet name. Yes. He persisted. Hold on to his good hand. So let it be there. Yes. Keep with me now. To go back down south well. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bring his request. I lay my prayer with his prayer, my faith with his faith, all in your Bible and in the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask it in his name. Amen. Prayer of faith. My brother, going to believe it now. Heavenly Father, as I hold his hand, may the power of Almighty God come upon our brother, and may every frail doubt that's trying to hang on be broken loose. They had that sound barrier. Oh, buzzing out through yonder in the kingdom of God, persistent, claiming his healing to the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, sir. I believe this is the hour. I lay my faith with my sisters upon God's holy altar, with my prayers, with my faith with her. I ask God in the name of Jesus Christ to give her prayer. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, may it my prayer that I lay with my brother, my hope for his hope, my faith for his faith, upon your holy altar, receive it, Lord. I offer this to his request in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Keep persistent. Now hold on to it. God bless you. Our Heavenly Father, they said a prayer of faith saves us. I'll offer mine with my brother. I feel for him. Lord, I pray that you will. Hear us, Lord, as I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. That you better put this in my belief. I'm not there. Our Heavenly Father, as I stand here in tonight's bed, and in the presence of this congregation, in the presence of this woman, I ask that I lay prayer with hers upon the altar. Receive us, Father. I offer this in Jesus Christ's name. Would you like to go home and eat your supper? Do you make plans? Just go. Please, sister. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would heal her as I offer my prayer with her in Jesus' name. Bless you, brother. Our Heavenly Father, I lay my hands upon prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Make it. I offer my prayer with this brother for your holy altar in Jesus' name, that he may be healed. God bless you, brother. Now, for the audience. Jesus said this word. Mark 11:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you have said will come to pass, you can have what you say. You believe it?
Amen.
All right, then lay your hands on one another. Bow your head. Lay your hand upon me. Don't doubt. Now, if you say on this mountain, be moved. Lord Jesus. Now, while you're praying, I'm praying for a little baby or a little boy. Father God, I pray that you'll grant the healing for a little boy. Now lay hands upon you, please, in the name of Jesus, that it shall be done. As I put my faith in his loved one upon your altar, may he recover, Lord, in Jesus' name. I just don't know. Praying for the sick has been something I have never been able to understand. Before I ever went out with discernment or anything, somehow I just go pray for the sick when I was a just a local Baptist minister down there. Somehow or another, they just got well. I don't know. Many of you said the story about even God sending animals in, how people have come through dreams and revelations. People who never heard before come from miles and across the sea. They pray for it. I just pray a prayer of faith. That's all I know. And I believe it. I believe it. God promised it, and then if he promised that, now you don't have to take my word for it, you take his word for it. And then you don't have to take my word about him calling you to pray for the sick, but I think that he's proved that. Look here, years ago when I told you about this great light pillar of fire, told you how it looked before any scientific picture was ever taken of it. Now look at the pictures they got of it. Now that same light is standing right here where I am right now, looking right straight at it. Right here. An emerald colored light. Now that mechanical eye, that camera, don't take psychology, you know. The light was there. Here it is doing just exactly what it said it to. Jesus said, I come from God and I go to God. A little while the world won't see him no more, yet you'll see him. Now here, what was it? The pillar of fire that led the children to the wilderness. It was made flesh in the form of a man, Jesus Christ. He died, buried, rose up into heaven, and on the road to Damascus, Paul met the same pillar of fire. He said, oh, that's wrong. Oh, no. He said, Lord, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. Now, none of the rest of them saw it. Paul saw it. Nobody else saw that dove but Jesus, over Jesus, but John, because he knew he was going to see it, because God told him so. That's it. If persistent, he knew it. Now, here it is. Now, I pray for each one of you. I pray for each one. Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt your heart, but believe that what you have said will come to pass, you can have what you said. Now, I have said it. Now, let it be done. It's written to be spoken. I have spoken. Let it be done. Now let us pray with our hands on each other as believing children of God. If you ever was persistent, how can you keep from being persistent now? If these mighty signs have been done in Russia, It wouldn't be common today. These mighty signs have been done in China. It wouldn't be communist today. Oh, America, America. How often God visits you? How much longer will He permit? The end times are here. The evening lights are shining. How long? I love these people. They are your people. And together we are brothers and sisters in your Son, Jesus. And now, Lord, as I spoke tonight of David with the little slingshot, he was interested in the father's sheep. No matter how little it was, he was ready to display and to conquer with what little he had to conquer with, and he was with him. Lord, I'm coming after these sheep tonight. They've been sick. I've obeyed your commandments. You showed your presence. You're willing. You've healed with cards and out cards, showing that you're here. You never fail. You're the omnipresent God. And I'm coming to challenge the devil that would keep them behind the sound barrier of unbelief.
You have a head trouble. That's right. Your name's Miss Moore. That's right. Raise your hand. Go home. Be beaten. Are you believing? Now, someone appeared before me here. Here it is, someone. It's a woman. She's got cancer on the breast. Mrs. Rhodes?
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know the woman. God knows. Thou canst believe all things are possible. Right. A man sitting in a praying. Tulsa? Mr. Harwood? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Gonna be made well. Have faith.
Hallelujah.
I don't know the man, never seen him in my life. We're strangers, but that's right. Why you tell something? Are you convinced? Are you convinced that God keeps his presence? If you are convinced, how many of you have a need? Now, surely, as a woman thought at the well, ask these people, go talk to them. Where are they? I see another one.
Yes, another one.
Listen, see if it's right or not. That's circling the building. The whole building's anointed, the whole place. I'm convinced that the presence of Jesus Christ will heal every person here. Are you convinced the same? You convinced I'll tell you the truth? God vindicates I'll tell you the truth? Then I command that you stand to your feet and accept your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are convinced, raise your hands up to him and give him praise. Holy Lord, fill this building. We are convinced of Satan is free. And Jesus Christ says, Satan, come out of this place. We are convinced that this is Jesus Christ. And his salvation. And he don't. Didn't make any difference whether the people down in Sychar believe that woman or not. She had experience. She knew it. He told her what her trouble was. He knows your trouble. It's your throat. That's true.
Amen.
This might help you. You want that throat. Because you're a preacher. It'll be all right. Go ahead. It'll be all right. Certainly, God loves his people. How do you do, sister? How do you believe with all your heart? Amen. Here's a picture again that I was talking about. There's a man and a woman meet for the first time, I suppose. We're strangers to one another. So if the people back to back might not be able to see you, nod your head. Would you just raise up your hand when I said, we're strangers to one another. I don't know you and you don't know me. Now, here is a picture about like the well in Samaria where our Lord was sitting, and a man and a woman meets for their first time in life. I don't know her. She doesn't know me. She's just a woman. Come down a while ago and she might have held up her hand and boy handed her a prayer card and over here and happened to be that she's standing here in the line. That's all there is to it. Now the next has to be God. But if he's the same God and he's in you and he's in me, and our lives are consecrated to him. And he has given a gift that I just submit myself to him. And then he shows me a vision. And then I'll say, just while the vision's going on, what's taking place? You know whether it's the truth or not. I think the other one just passed with the man. This is the woman. Then you'll know. The first thing, a lady is suffering with a bad case of nerves. She's real nervous. She's got kind of complications, many things that's bothering her. Now that is true, isn't it? If that is true, raise up your hand so that people see. I catch that same spirit always saying, you guessed it. I'm not guessing at that, Grant. That's not a guess. Now you remember, I'm catching your thoughts. I used to call them out, many of you know it. Then it hurts feelings. How many has been in the meetings and see women with man pull a man out of the meeting this one here and prove there's living in adultery? You've seen all of that in the area taking place. But you have to watch. I've got a little more wisdom since then. See, because Jesus said, let the wheat and stuff grow together. This is the good woman. She has a good feeling to her spirit. While she's got that, let's see if I'm guessing. I forgot. He said, oh yes, that's it now. Nervous, upset, bothered. Yeah, you're bothered about something real bad. You're scared of a cancer. That's right. And that cancer's on, not in the middle, it's on your left breast. That's right. You're scared of it, isn't that right? You're worried about somebody else too. Do you want me to tell you? Is it all right? It's your daughter.
That's right.
Amen. Let me tell you what's wrong with her. She has a blood condition. She's been for a long time, a blood issue. That's right.
That's right.
You believe now?
Yeah.
You believe you're, when you go back, you're going to find her all right? Now you don't guess those things, Frank. Just don't doubt now. Don't doubt. Before it starts the prayer line, you know, praying for the people. I think that's about two or three to witness. Or confirmation, I think that's right, isn't it? Nice lady standing here. We're strangers to one another, I suppose.
I was in your prayer line when you were here before.
Or you was in it, well, in a prayer line when I was here before. Well, of course, I wouldn't know that, you know, so many thousands. I have no idea who you are or what you're here for or nothing like that. That is right. I wouldn't know. But he knows. If he will reveal it to me, will you accept your healing then? Well, if you'll believe it with all your heart, you're nervous too and complications and upset, but you'll never have to have that operation for that tumor in your side. It'll leave you if you believe it. Will you believe it?
Amen.
Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Just believe with all your whole heart, you won't have to have it. You just believe. See, that's your faith. Yeah. That's half faith. Don't doubt. How do you do, lady? We're strangers to each other.
Right.
Just a moment. That's the different woman. I just be reverent and pray. Just remember it. You only have two thoughts in your mind. And I'm thankful you're 99% right. See, you believe it's God, and it is God. Just a moment. Just think, our Lord, the one that we are going to love and meet and go up to meet, where, you know, he come out in the evening time to walk in the fields, and the beautiful Rebecca had never saw him. She just heard of him. She jumped off the camel and run to meet him. He's already maybe left glory on his road down. We're on our road to meet him now. Passing right up the canyon there. Something happened in the audience. Another woman appeared here, not this one. Yes. I see her now. Sitting back there and praying. Don't fear. You're going to be all right. Your legs are troubling you because you're in an automobile accident. You have on a green dress, and it was a different color green from this one. But there you are.
Amen.
Don't worry. You'll get all right. I don't know the lady. We're strangers. The spirit, that light hanging by the lady, it seemed to cross over to the next lady sitting by her. No, it's not that lady. She's a praying for a child. It's a little girl that's got a stomach trouble that's up for an operation. That's her hand up. Lay it on the child there. Heavenly Father, may the power of Almighty God, that's now that knows the secret of the heart, Lord, they know I could not heal because You've already did that, but Your presence makes them believe, Lord. And if that woman had enough faith to touch Your garment, to pull you back into there, surely that baby will be all right. I pronounce it this way in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Just have faith. That man sitting across about even where they are there has got that back trouble sitting there. Sir, if you believe it with all your heart, kind of weeping, watching, if you believe, your back trouble will leave and you'll be all right. God bless you. It's all over now. You'll be well. What do you think? Isn't he wonderful? He sure is. We are strange to each other. There it is again. Isn't this always, you're standing for somebody that's got leg trouble.
That's right.
It's your sister, that's what it is. Yeah, that's right. I've seen legs and people, you want her to come to church, bring her up, she couldn't even get her shoes and things on. You believe?
You
go back and find her the way that she is. You believe the infallible Holy Spirit, God our Father, He is glorious, wonderful, our Lord. But we must believe Him with all of our heart. That's the only way that we can get our blessings from Him, is to accept Him, to believe Him. How do you do? I suppose we're strangers to each other. God knows both of us. Do you believe that feeling that you have now? Now, there could not be a feeling like that come from me. See, I can't explain it. It's like another dimension. But right around you now is a light. The one that you all have here in the picture. That's what makes you feel that way. Standing by a man wouldn't do that. Now it's moving between me and you. Yes? You are here and you're seriously sick. You have a kidney trouble that's bothering you. And the trouble of it is that your kidneys has failed to function as though the poison off and it's backing up and bothering you. That's right. You believe? You're not from here. You're from Charleston. You believe with all your heart? Isn't he wonderful? Listen, Pearl. On your way. You believe? He heals as until you believe that, don't you, sister?
Amen.
Go believing with all your heart and you have what you ask.
Praise God.
Thank you. Diabetes is nothing for God to heal. He's a real healer, isn't he?
Amen.
Arthritis cripples him anyone. But if you'll believe, it won't cripple you. You just believe. Just have faith. Are you believing? You didn't get to hear what was said to that woman, but arthritis, he can heal you too. Do you believe that? All right, just go on, friend. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, brother, do you believe?
Yes.
Go eat your supper then. Eat something that will alter you. You believe? That trouble can you believe it'll leave you? And go on your road and just start rejoicing. Say thanks be to God. If you can believe with all your heart, but you must believe. Just a moment. Something somewhere. Younger man than this. Must have been the audience. Here, wait. Yeah, you just jumped, yes, ma'am. Impediment of speech. God can give healing to the impediment of speech if you'll believe it. If you'll just have faith. You over there with your hand up, the lady over there on the end with cancer on your left breast. Raise your hand. You believe that God can make it well? And he is. Thank you. Let us continue our testimony. Isn't he wonderful? Could he lie? Certainly not. Be not afraid. It's I. We're not inviting into the blue boat tonight. Are you sick? Raise up your hands, children. Raise your hand, you believers. Now, just drop your hands over on somebody near you. You said you're a believer. Now, the one who is our God and our King that's here with us tonight has given us the assurance that if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that? Are you scared? Are you afraid? Or do you love Him? You believe it's Him? Then invite Him in. Say, come into me, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart tonight. I want you to take me safely through this journey, and I'm going to be well. Now, you pray for the person you got your hands laid on. Don't pray for yourself now. You just pray for that man's praying for you. You just pray, I'll finish up the cards tomorrow night. Lay your hands over. You might not have to have any tomorrow night. Just lay your hands over on one another, and you'll go home and be well. Our Heavenly Father, we are bringing to this audience Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Satan has blown his breath. He's tried to tell people. Many times people took them off on wrong roads. But tonight, we sure that this is your presence. And you're telling them, fear not, it is I. Be not afraid. I'm putting my hands on these handkerchiefs laying here. It's the sick and the afflicted. Oh God, may the power of God rebuke every devil that's bound these people. And in the midst of the people, and Satan, you unbeliever, you can't hold these people. You can't make them disbelieve anymore. They're aware that the Son of God has been risen from the dead for 2,000 years. And in His presence is here now in the form of the Holy Ghost. You can't keep them sick any longer. You can't keep them like this. Come out of them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out of every one of them that they can be made well. They've got their hands on each other. They are believers. Jesus, you said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. It's your promise, Lord. Come out, Satan, and let these people go free. All that believe and accept your healing from Christ, just sew down your prayer card and stand on your feet and say, I'm not afraid, Lord, it's you, and I accept you. If you'll do that with faith, you shall receive your healing if you can believe it. You just believe it. Do you believe it? Then stand up on your feet and accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe it. Now just pray. And I'll pray with you. And we believe that maybe God will help us. And I hope that He does. I see it's right over a woman sitting here. She's looking at me, but she's sitting right here. She's crying. She's got her hand up like this, up to her face. She's got a patch on her face. It could be a stick that hit it. It could be anything. You believe God can tell me what it is from here? Would you accept it? It's cancer. You believe God will make it well? Will you accept it? Well, that's it. And you can do it.
Amen. Thank you.
The little lady sitting there with a dark sweater put her hand down. Had her finger up to her mouth. You had your hand up a few minutes ago that she was here wanting prayer. You believe that God can reveal to me what your trouble is? You do? And if you'll believe it with all your heart, then your heart won't bother you anymore. And you'll be well. You believe that your heart troubles will be on? All right, sir. Just the only thing you have to do is believe. Now, I don't know those people. They're strangers. Now, do you believe him? Here's my hands up, my Bible here. As far as I know, I've never seen them in my life. They're just people that say, here. Oh, what a thing. Praise God, brother. The Holy Spirit. Look, I pray you try to see this. Look right there beside that woman. Look at that light right there. See, I have a million soft glow lights coming right down on it. Can't you see it? Look. Just the same thing. She's praying for a son. Trouble with the mind. That's right, isn't it, lady? Raise your hand up if that's the truth. Just have faith. That struck the lady next to you. That moved right from that lady over to the next one. You all got a prayer card? You have a prayer card? No, you don't. All right. You don't need one. The lady next to you there. A light shot over by her. Just look this way towards me, sister, just a moment. You believe me to be his servant? Yes. It's your daughter. Just had an operation. You're praying about it. That's right. Raise up your hand. Right? No doubt. We get all right. You believe?
Hallelujah.
What you crying for, lady? You're all tore up, aren't you? You believe me to be his prophet? I'm a stranger to you. Don't cry. Hey, lip lady. Don't you do it. Don't do it. Now, I won't say it, but you're trying to fix on to do something, and don't you do it. It ain't worth it. Right. Leave it alone. Don't you do it. Keep away from it. Get away, ignore it, it'll come out all right. Won't never take a life, because it won't work. Stay away from it. You believe that I'm his servant? You don't live here, you're going to Charlotte now. That's right. This Mongo, you go back, don't do nothing about it, and God will be with you and work it out all right. You believe? Just have faith. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. Way back. Way back, right at the back. Before that man stabbed a white shirt on a woman with a skin trouble. You believe that God will make you well, lady? You accept it? Believe it? Right, just stand up on your feet so you can just praise God for it, and that'll lead you. You have a prayer card? You don't need one. When you got faith like that, you don't need a prayer card. That's going to lead you, because the shadow that was standing right there over you has left. Here's a lady sitting right down this way. She's, God makes you know. She's had trouble. She's had a wreck. And she's, it's causing her to get weak spells. Kind of blackout sight. She's not from here, from Georgia. Just bleed, Miss Griffin, and you'll get well. I'm a stranger to her. I don't know her. Stand up, lady. Recognize the Lord Jesus as your healer. Do you believe, my friend? Lady sitting right back here praying. She's praying for a friend that's an alcoholic. Another with tumor on the brain. Say, you was in one of my meetings one time. You were healed with cancer. That's right. You live in Charleston. It's real in the home now. Jesus Christ gives you your desire. Amen. You believe?
Amen.
With all your heart?
Amen.
I believe the Holy Spirit has crossed the entire building. Are you believers? How many in here believe that are greater than Solomon is here? How many believe that he said this, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover? Do you believe that? And you said you were believers? Now let's put our hands on one another. Our Heavenly Father, we are bringing this audience to you. We've been speaking of the great gifts down through the ages. And here we are, bound in heart by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here with us, manifesting Himself, showing that the church is receiving its last sign. Just before God turns and takes the church into glory. Now let these believers, may the Holy Spirit look down on the hearts of those believers that's got their hands on someone else praying for them. You said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up. You said these signs will follow the believers. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And we've been taught through the years that wherever two are gathered together or three, you would be in the midst of them. And here you are tonight, Lord, just as real as you was when you come with the opus and they broke the bread and they recognize you by a sign that you did before your crucifixion. They don't get raised from the dead. And they went to their places light-hearted, rejoicing and saying, truly the Lord was risen. Now, Lord God, I pray that you will go with us, Lord. May the power of the Holy Spirit free every person that's here tonight. I believe him. I believe that every one of you is healed if you just accept it. We ministers here on the platform are joined hands together with one unit of prayer. We believe with all our heart in this Christ that's manifesting himself here before us. What is it? It's the Urim and Thummim being manifest to the Word, the Holy Spirit, and the last day sign before the earth is barren. Hide yourself in Christ tonight, and be made whole, every one of you. All of it, we'll believe it. Stand up to our feet now as we raise our hands to Him with one accord. That's right.